Hi, this is a question for Mr. Basant Doha, B-A-S-S-A-M. D like Detroit, O like Opal, H like Harry, A. Doha, Basant Doha. Date of birth is 4/11/1964. Date of accident is 8/25/2024. Date of service is 3/26/2025. Patient presents himself for the following issues. Chief complaint are lower back pain, leg pain, pain in the neck, left shoulder, and severe migraine. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the presence of to the automobile accident that happened on 8/25/2024, where he was a restrained driver driving a Mercury Mariner vehicle at around 5 to 10 miles an hour and was collided with Mazda 60 miles an hour. His aunt was traveling in the car, who died 1 month after this accident. She never went to a hospital for checkup. The accident happened on Drake, D-R-A-K-E, and a Maple, M-A-P-L-E. They were doing a turnaround. There is a circular turnaround at this area, Drake and Maple in Farmington Hills. And he was going through the turnaround, and another car didn't stop and hit them into the passenger side T-bone on a 50 to 60 miles an hour speed. The car shook up and hit the pavement, and other driver got the ticket. A patient was wearing a seatbelt, airbags were deployed, there was loss of consciousness for 2 to 5 minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came, ambulance came to the scene. Damage to the vehicle is intense. It was not drivable. The airbag open inside, all of them. The wheel was bent, door was damaged. Body of the car was cut to pull him out. The seatbelt was stuck. And the ambulance people had to smash the window. And insurance company has already paid for the car as the car was deemed total. Regarding the injuries, patient report that he hit his head to the left window, legs to the dashboard. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. And he hit his left shoulder to the left window, passed out for 2 to 5 minutes. However, there was no fracture, laceration, bleeding. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches, which are mostly in the back of the head, severe. They're 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're constant, often, and they're sensitive to light. And he has to wear sunglasses to prevent the headaches from coming and becoming intense. There is no issue with the noise sensitivity. Associated factor is nausea and aura. And additional symptoms for TBI are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration. The patient denies any issue with the taste or smell, or TMJ, or any other issue in the face. Do not have any seizures, loss of consciousness after the accident. There is no loss of equilibrium. He do not feel disoriented. There is no incontinence of the urine bowel, and there is no blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. However, the patient do mention fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness. He talks about numbness and tingling of the left leg and left arm. Subsequent to the accident, there is a lethargy and fatigue. Patient do not have any saddle anesthesia, mild anxiety, and depression and panic is reported. Please review the chart for the history of pain. Pain is continuous, and description is written as varies from 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factors. Patient has had x-rays at the hospital when he was admitted at University of Michigan. That was on the day of accident. He was there for 6 to 8 hours. CT scan, x-rays, MRI were all done and were found to be negative. He does have a weakness of the left upper arm and numbness of all the five fingers. The numbness, pain and numbness and tingling is in the back of the proximity, left side. Similarly, there is a shooting pain to the left posterior part of the leg and involving buttock all the way to the foot, and all toes are involved, and it is in S1, S2 nerve distribution. After the accident, patient went to physical therapy in Warren 3 times per week for 4 months, and he has done 35 visits. Chiropractic, he has done massage. He wants chiropractic therapy to continue, and he has been to Wayne Neurology that provided him with gabapentin and lidocaine. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship, current employment status, legal history. And for the personal history. Physical examination reveals the following. This patient is a 61-year-old Arabic man. And his height is 5'7". Weight is 200. The patient is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyneuropathy. Sitting comfortably. And well-built, well-nourished, obese. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Appears to be anxious and has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. There is no antalgic gait. Blood pressure is 158 over 104. Pulse 54. Pulse ox is 99. Temperature 97.1. The rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination, there is a spasm of the left side of quadratus lumborum without any trigger points. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, only in the area of L1 to L5 on the left side, without any trigger point. Rest of the muscles are okay. And there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum on the left side only. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion 30. Bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine Hoffman sign was negative. And Perling sign is positive, Lerner test is positive. distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine Bruce test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kearney test negative. Straight leg resin test is positive at 20 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Thumb test is positive. And Brudzinski sign is negative. Breger test is negative. SI joint, left SI joint is very tender. And favor test, Gonsalon test are positive at the left side. The standing flexion, iliac compression, and distraction test is negative. Extremities examination, except for the area of the left shoulder, rest of the exam is for the extremities are normal. In the left shoulder examination, the following is applied. Left shoulder on inspection appears to be completely normal, and on palpation there are no tender points, fracture, dislocations. Range of motion of the shoulder is limited to 90 degrees of abduction, after which he has a lot of pain in the area. Pain level is 7 to 8. Muscle strength is poor, his grip is poor, and motor power is 4 by 5 in the left upper extremity. The special tests were conducted, and it was found Hawking-Kennedy test was positive. The speed test, near test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. The distally the tenderness and felon sign is negative, and the wrist hand examination is negative. There is no issue in the lower extremities, they are completely normal. Diagnosis. General V89.2X3. E66.9110. TNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.26, S23.3, XXA. LS spine, M54.551.7, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1 and M454.17, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Basam Doha comes from the template. And the treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a chiropractic treatment upon his request. To continue with the massage, physical therapy to continue neck and mid back and lower back, with traction and massage, and work is found disabled for work, housework replacement and transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided to him, Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. The Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Salminal with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Elevil 50 milligram twice a day. Elevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder sleep. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief, panic relief. Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for depression and anxiety. And he has been provided with the Furoscix for headaches, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. And a Lidopro ointment for for the topical pain relief. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, as well as the medical records are being ordered released from the hospital. And interventional pain procedures will be based on the MRI finding. And the MRI is available for discussion. The patient brought an MRI that was done on 9/10/2024 at MRI Center affiliated diagnostic. It shows a 9 millimeter central disc herniation with areas increased post signal posterior central disc encroaching mildly with anterior epidural space. At L4, L5, there is a 13 millimeter central disc herniation encroaching mildly the anterior epidural space. High grade neural foramen narrowing. L5 S1, there is a 5 millimeter retrolisthesis, L5 on S1. High grade left sided neural foramen narrowing. In cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C23, C34, C56, C67, and C7, T1 with a variable neural foramen narrowing and disc and approaching the anterior epidural space. Multi-level disc herniation. Along with this, there is a facet irregularity at C3, C4. Patient was informed about these findings, and he was recommended that he may need 3 to 4 injections for lumbar epidural and 1 or 2 injections for the cervical epidural injection to bring him relief. And patient for now wants to finish some chiropractic for another month or two. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Patient is already seeing a neurologist of his own, and so he's seeing a Dr. Jolly, who is going to possibly do the neurological checkup, neuropsych checkup. Provision of attended care and caseworker, none. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered. DMEs, patient is provided with the back brace, tense unit, and neck brace. Education, yes. And follow visit in 10 days, direct contacts, yes. Thank you.